Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
As I mentioned last week, gameplay, we are kicking off our daily coverage of every NFL team, starting today. And shout out to producer Chris Horvat. Laid out an entire plan for the month, every team for a certain day, going after specific writers, journalists, people who cover the team. And the idea is basically just to help get you up to speed. You know, we're a Coles Notes version for you, the NFL. Latest news, some betting and fantasy angles for all things NFL. And again, if you're not big into fantasy, and today we're talking about the Ravens running attack, don't even look at it from a fantasy point of view. Just look at it as, oh, they're talking about the Ravens offense. So every day over the next 4 weeks, we're going to preview a different NFL team with specific guests, betting experts, everything just to help you get ready for the glorious arrival of football. Oh, who isn't excited? And today it's going to be about the Baltimore Ravens. If you wanted to pick the most fascinating player in the NFL, you would be hard-pressed to find someone more intriguing than Lamar Jackson. And by the way, this is why the NFL does not need Deshaun Watson. Don't worry, I'm not doing a morality conversation. I promise. But they don't need him. You know, I mean, I just off the top of my head just jotted down some other big storylines. Stafford going for two. Brady's 45. Joe Burrow's getting better. Josh Allen taking the final step. All things Aaron Rodgers and whatever the hell it is he puts in his tea. Kyler Murray and his new deal. Trey Lance is the man in San Fran. And yes, I did that because it rhymed. Russell Wilson is in Denver. And will Justin Herbert be the next top quarterback? That's off the top of my head. So yeah, Deshaun Watson. Oh no, the NFL's fine without you. So you get all the drama with Lamar Jackson from a contract standpoint. Not only are they trying to negotiate an extension, but remember, Lamar doesn't have an agent. I believe his mom actually takes care of a lot of the legal side of it. So that makes it that much more personal, doesn't it? Because the agent, their job is a buffer. Their job is to get in the way between management and the quarterback so that everything stays hunky-dory. And if they don't get a deal done, eventually it's like, uh-oh, is he going to be franchise tagged in 2023? By the way, good old Lamar Jackson. He's there in camp. He's there, you know, working out. He's not going to play in the preseason game. But it's not like he's gone full rogue until the contract extension's been resolved. This is a guy with an MVP award. He's got 37 wins against just 12 losses. Quickest quarterback to get to 35 wins, beating Dan Marino's record. The man is a one-man play action. He is the Ravens' running game. But there are skeptics from legitimate corners of the fantasy world. Chris Sims taking him to task for missing OTAs. ESPN surveyed more than 50 league executives, coaches, scouts, and players. Jackson didn't even rank in the top 10 quarterbacks. By the way, guys ahead of him, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, really? The bad, he did struggle. You know, his last bunch of games, 6 interceptions and 13 sacks in his last 3 full games. Injury issues, definitely a concern. Ankle injury that capsized the Ravens' 2021 season. One NFC personnel evaluator said, innately competitive, driven, and mentally tougher than just about anybody. You just run into a few issues late in the year. For as much as you run him, you get worn down. Injury issues. Former teammate, safety Bernard Pollard, says top 10 talent, but I don't know if he's a top 10 quarterback. So there's all this criticism. By the way, I love the offseason stories. Bulked up. Added 10 pounds of lean muscle, weighing around 230. Then there was the toughest shot where one anonymous defensive coordinator told The Athletic he would never consider Jackson a tier one quarterback, even if he wins the league MVP 12 times, saying if he has to pass to win the game, they ain't winning the game. Wow, that's harsh. The good is last year led the team in double-digit comebacks and wins against the Chiefs and the Colts. The bad threw a career-high 13 interceptions. The curious, he lost Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown. But how good can Baltimore be? Ronnie Staley, left tackle back. J.K. Dobbins, running back. Gus Edwards, running back. Quarterback Marcus Peters. But let's face it, the biggest issue with Lamar Jackson, playoffs. Can't ignore it. First year in the league, the year he won the MVP, horrible in a 23-17 loss to the Chargers. Like, abysmal. The next year, 28-12 loss to the Titans. Four times Baltimore turned the ball over on downs. His only touchdown came in the fourth quarter. He had a lot of yards, but he had 59 pass attempts, 2 interceptions, and was sacked 4 times. Last year, the breakthrough. Got a win against the same team, the Titans. But then the next week generated only 3 points in a 17-3 loss to the Bills. Now, the fascinating thing about Baltimore, expect them to be better. Lamar Jackson missed the final 4 weeks of the season due to an ankle injury. Ravens went 0-4. How different would it have been back in week 14 against Cleveland when he went down on the first play of the second quarter and didn't return? What happens if he doesn't get hurt? Ravens, by the way, lost that game to Cleveland 24-22. Their record before the Cleveland game, 8-4. And they'd beaten KC, Indy, and the Chargers. Overtime loss to the Raiders. By the way, FanDuel and Vegas, they like the Ravens. The win total is set at 10.5. So what does that tell you? What's the story behind that stat? As we always preach here, we don't want to just give you statistics. We want to give you the story. So what's the story of the Baltimore Ravens, their win total being set at 10.5? I'll tell you. It means the betting community thinks Baltimore is elite. It means the betting community thinks without those injuries, Ravens could have gone to the Super Bowl. There's only 2 teams in the NFL with a higher win total, Buffalo and Tampa. They're favored to win the AFC North at plus 160. For Lamar, he's going off at plus 2,000 or 20-1 to win the MVP. Prescott and Stafford have lower odds. Woo! They are one of the most fascinating teams this year, and it all starts with their quarterback, and that is my opening thought.
I'm finished.